coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it.
Crossed over.
Cool hand, Luke, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're all right.
I'll be rich.
You know what's weird about you picking that to play?
Why?
The first thing I was going to talk about was Paul Newman today.
Oh, how
about
all right.
That? Is that weird?
Dun, dun, dun.
Now I'm going to make it the second or third thing because that would just be too weird. Good afternoon, everybody. This is going to be a tough day for me because I don't think in the 21 months that we've been here, we've had to part company for 2 full weeks. This is going to be tough. Mm. After today, I will not be able to be with you folks for 2 weeks. Everybody else will be here Monday and Tuesday, and then they have to part company with you. So here we are, the 20th of June, 2019, or to me, just another dust.
Nailed that one. Nailed that one, Frank.
Nailed it, buddy.
You're already on vacation.
See, I got so much going on in my head with this trip, and I'm so
dusty, sleepy.
Edit that out.
I got you.
Edit it out.
Radio edit.
So here we are, the 20th of June, or to me, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Now, what we'd be open to this hour, before Scott Sherman joins us in the 4 o'clock hour, would be your input from anybody out there who's been to Europe. Now, I know that probably most of the audience has not been to Europe, but a significant number of you have, because unlike when I was a kid, where going to Europe, what? That's for the Vanderbilt family. It's a lot more affordable for more people than it used to be. And we were just sitting here talking before the show. I've seen specials advertised for Europe, you know, round trip for like $600-$700. And I mean, that's not every day. My point is, it's not just completely out of reach for as many people as it used to be. So if you've been and you have any tips for us, we would love to hear them. Now, don't call with ridiculous, okay, don't eat the whatever, unless you legitimately know something we should not eat in Europe, or do not go to this particular place. I've gotten a couple of emails from people. One was from somebody who said, if you want Cuban cigars, here's the place to go. Now, another person said, do all your shopping in Luxembourg. Luxembourg is in France, is that right?
I think it's in
Germany?
Belgium.
Where is it?
I think it's in Belgium. Or if not, it's somewhere on the border along there.
Well, they said that's where you do your shopping because the you know, the price is the best. Now, Tim, did you get your euros?
I did today.
Okay. I talked to Tom Price. He got his euros today. I have my euros. So, Dan, did you get your euros yet?
Actually, I ordered some, and then I'm going to go get some more.
What do you mean you ordered them?
I ordered them from a bank.
Yeah, I went into Bank of America today and did that, and they go, yeah, we can probably get it here in 2 business days.
No,
probably.
Too close.
Exactly. I said, well, when are you leaving? I said, Wednesday. She goes, well, they should be here by then. I said,
no,
you ain't selling me on that. No. Bye.
So I got that. This is all foreign to me. Foreign. It really actually is foreign. And you know, my wife loves history, and she's traveled, and I haven't traveled a lot out of the country except the Caribbean. So I don't have any idea where I'm going. I'm completely in the dark. I hated school. I should have paid more attention to world history, I guess, but I didn't. But if there's something that you... Here's how stupid I am. I had to get a map so I could sort of see exactly where this country was with relation to this other country.
They're all pretty close together.
We start in Amsterdam, and then I just go south, I think, straight down the Rhine River and end up in Switzerland. And I'm glad I looked at the map because I thought Switzerland was north of these other
countries. Do you end up in France at some point? Is that towards the end?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do.
Okay.
We don't go to Paris, but we do go to France.
Right.
So if you have advice, we'd love to hear it. If you've been over there, 855-282-8255. By the way, these are the numbers you'll need for Scott Sherman if you need legal advice. So let's do that one again, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. So here's how this is going to shake out. Monday and Tuesday, Tim and Dan and Bill and Limey will all be here. Wednesday, Bill, Tim, and Dan head out to join the rest of us to get on the ship. A little more than half the group leaves early, Monday, to do 2 full days in Amsterdam. I don't know anything about Amsterdam, except that they smoke a lot of pot, and they love their prostitutes.
Yeah. Why would anybody want to go there?
Yeah.
Well, that was my reaction, Tim. In fact, I objected. I said, I don't want to go anywhere where they live that kind of life. But I was...
All right, well, there are a lot of public urinals, so just keep your eye open for that because you might see that happen.
What does that mean, public urinals?
Public, like a urinal that's out there just on the street.
What?
Yeah, so you can just walk up and pee.
For women and men?
Well, no, I don't think women should use it, but men,
absolutely.
Do guys
poop on the street or just urinal?
Just the urinal, yeah. I mean, you might have some enclosed toilets, but yeah, sure.
Do they bring a wagon around and say, bring out your dead?
Yeah.
While they're at it?
Bring out your dead. I'm not dead yet. See, that's a reference I didn't get.
Monty Python.
I don't like Monty Python.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Amsterdam has one of the oldest canal systems in the world.
I thought it was canal. Is it pronounced canal?
It is pronounced canal.
Oh, are you kidding me? I can't.
I'm kidding.
See, I'm watching a World Cup game, and I'm only listening to you. Yeah. And so I can always tell by your facial gestures if you're kidding or not. But when I'm not watching you, it's sometimes 50-50.
All right. So that's it. We're open to suggestions or advice. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I got a good one.
I've got some stuff, but Chadwick said that he has some.
Okay, that's a great name. I
know.
Dan, you'll have Mr. Londoff on like 3:35,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
I call him John in private, you know.
Oh, okay.
Chadwick, what a great aristocratic name that is. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Guys.
Okay, well, that was quick.
All right, thank you, Chadwick.
Good job.
Chadwick, yep, we got a horrible cell signal here, Chadwick.
Sorry about that. Is that better?
That's a lot better.
Much.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you guys are having the type of day you want. I am in PM.
Thank you. So far, so good. We're only 20 minutes into it, the show, but I think it'll go well. What's up?
Well, for being a working class stiff, my wife and I have been very blessed to do a lot of traveling. We've been to London, Paris, Italy, going back to Germany next year.
There
we go.
And you're going to be in charge while we're gone with running the board like that?
Right.
Wow, maybe this was a mistake. So you obviously you both like to travel, or you wouldn't have been that many places.
Absolutely love it. It's my favorite thing to do.
No kidding.
Yeah,
good for you, man. See, life, I think life is about priorities. It's not about how much you make. It's how you choose to spend it. You want to live in a modest house and travel the world and see a lot of places, or do you want to live beyond your means and go nowhere? I think what you're doing is fantastic.
I also like to travel just with my wife versus a whole group of people. Because you can travel with a group of people, it's like herding cats. You know, everybody's taking off in different directions.
Except, you know what, Chadwick? This is our 20th trip. I've done this. This will be 20 times with these listeners. These are the most wonderful people. If you have to go with a group, this is the group. Because we all have something in common. We all like a good story and a joke, or they wouldn't listen to the show. So they're all AM and the PM. And they're, for the most part, local people. So people end up making friends, and when they get back home, they continue to be friends. Now, we do have listeners, some out of state, who are going to go, but I'm with you. I don't like group travel either, but I know from past experience, this is a great group of people.
Good. Glad to hear that. Anyway, you want my favorite story? anyway,
okay.
when we travel, we get a lot of people that try to sell us stuff, and I don't really know quite how to handle that. So my wife and I, no offense to anybody that can't speak or hear, we pretend we're deaf and we can't hear. I point to my ear, shake my head.
I've done it.
And then I start doing sign language to my wife, even though I'm probably telling them to go to hell.
Chad, I've done that. I've done it, and it works.
It works very well.
It works unless you happen to encounter a person who knows how to sign. They know.
Exactly,
then they know you're full of crap.
I don't sign in foreign language.
That's yeah. Right.
Yeah,
that's
tell right. Them you're signing in America.
Yeah.
That's American signing.
Yeah.
That's the best I can offer you guys. Love the show. Keep it up. And AM and the PM.
Hey, are there, because we had heard from a friend of ours that went over there, and he said to use ATMs to get your euros and stuff, because it'll charge you a small fee.
That.
Have you done that?
I have done that.
I think that's fine if you find yourself short and you need some, but I think it's smarter to get them here and take them with you. That's my take on it. But either
way.
Well,
there's one other thing about foreign travel with your phone, your cell phone.
Yeah.
I had all my home phone numbers transferred to my cell phone, so when people want to talk to me, they call my home phone here in the States, and it automatically transfers to my cell phone, and I don't have to pay the fee.
My understanding is, and this, wow. And I'm with AT&T, and I reconfirmed it yesterday with Julie, our travel agent. When we land, because I'm an AT&T customer, I'll get a text message on my phone that says it recognizes I'm out of the country, but it also says at a rate of $10 a day, I can do everything I do here in as many gigabytes. In other words, nothing changes except $10 a day. I can text, I can email, I can call. Nothing changes. The limits are the same, whatever my package is. And I think that's a good deal, $10.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
One other thing, you might want to let your credit card company know you're traveling overseas.
My wife does that every time we go. She's good about that.
Well, that's good. And she can pack well, too.
She's the best packer in the world.
There you go.
All right, Chad.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, I've said this before, I'm not embarrassed by this, ashamed of this. I've never packed a bag in my life. Never. Not one bag.
You're a man. You shouldn't have to.
That's why I got married.
That's why he's single.
No, here's how. She can take a bag and look at it. And if there were like a contest, she'd win, because she would get more things in there and get them in perfectly where there's not one square inch left over.
Does she do the whole thing where, like, you know, you fold the pants in half and then roll them
yes.
up into a tube? Same
yes.
with shirts. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. She has a way to do the socks. She has a way to roll belt. She gets a lot. Her dad was the same way. He could pack a trunk of a car, even a little bitty trunk, and get more in it than most people get in the Grand Marquis trunk, which was the biggest trunk in the world. Some people just can naturally pack. I also think that she was a travel agent for 16 years, and that has a lot to do with it. You learn to pack because it's part of your business. Ben is on the phone. Ben, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. What time are you guys flying out to go over there?
Well, the first group, which is about 60% of us, leave Monday like 3 o'clock. The rest
okay,
go Wednesday.
When we went, I would try to get as much rest as you can on that flight, because when we went, we flew out of like Philly at like 6 o'clock, and we landed, and I was just exhausted, even with the long flight and trying to rest. So
I thought about this, and I thought, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to get as little sleep as I can, because I'm a person who can sleep on a plane. I don't care if I'm flying to Kansas City. Before
right.
it takes off, when I hear the engines, I'm out. Something about it just puts me right to sleep. Now, my wife cannot sleep on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
She'll have to take something to help her and try not to get sleep. But that's a great suggestion, and I don't have any problem.
To tie on to that, I'd recommend that when you get over there, try and stay up as well until it is actually nighttime in the country that you're in.
That's a good idea.
That'll help with jet lag. It'll get you more into the normal rhythm.
Hey, Ben, have you been to Europe?
We went to Ireland. So,
Ireland. That's my Irish laugh. Sorry.
We get there, and my wife's like, oh, yeah, we got to go get the rental car. So we get the rental car. I'm like, where are we heading? She's like, oh, it's like a 3.5 hour. We just flew, like, all this time, and now I got to drive 3.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Opposite side of the car, opposite side of the road. I'm like, if we die.
No, that's a, people who haven't done it, that's a very weird feeling because you think, okay, I got this, just opposite. No, you don't have it. When you get to a roundabout, wait till you try to pass somebody.
No right turn in Reading.
Because before you know it, your mind flips back to the way you're used to driving, and you look up and go, oh, my gosh, the guy's coming on the wrong side of the road. No, he's on the right side of the road. Don't freak out.
That happened to me. I went to make a right turn, and I'm like, oh, there's nobody coming. And sure enough, here comes someone flying. It's, you know, not what you're used to.
I've done it a couple of times. Good suggestions. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, rest up. Have fun, guys.
Thank you, Ben. See, he's a nice audience. They want us to have fun. I think we will.
Hey, a guy named Fred called and said that you were wrong. The best thing to do is get your money from the ATMs over there.
Well, that's interesting because every other person who's emailed me says that's not the best idea. So also, I don't know who's right. I'm not going to take sides. No.
Throw it out there. Luxembourg is apparently its own independent country. It's one of those tiny little ones out there somewhere. Yeah.
Oh. You see, that's where the shopping is. And Fred, no offense, you may be right. It's just that every other person I've heard from said you can do the ATM, but if you can, have the euros before you go. So I don't care who's right or wrong. It doesn't matter to me. I got the euros now, so it's done, and that's that. Lisa, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Woohoo!
That's you.
Yay! Frank.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm super excited.
No, I'm excited, too. I'm excited talking to you. What's up?
Great. Well, my mom is better, Jeff, and they went on a European cruise, and I was telling Dan, I heard the guy say that, acting like he was deaf, and that's a way to avoid people.
That's a way to avoid people trying to sell you something.
I think it's great. It's totally true. But my mom and dad went on their own with a hearing group to France.
Okay.
And they just had the best time doing all the tourist spots. And we were kind of worried about them, as all hearing kids would do. We're worried, oh, God, they're in another country. What's going to happen?
Now, are your parents deaf?
Both of them, right?
Yeah, they were born deaf. My mom.
Wow.
Yeah, my mom, because my grandma had measles and she was 8 months pregnant. So it was either deaf, blind, or both.
Wow.
And God, it was just, but she's profoundly. And then with my dad, it's hereditary. So he's impaired. So he could hear things.
What is the deal with cell signals today? It's another signal cutting in and out. You're not hard of hearing or visually impaired, either one.
No.
Now, are your parents completely deaf?
But we would go on vacation in America, and people look at us, and so they would just stare at us. And my dad would say, oh, they think we're from another country. So he would start doing, like, baseball signals, umpire signals for sign language. And then they went over to Paris. My dad's retina detached. He had a leave vacation with a patch on his eye. Yeah, it was pretty serious. Man. But they took it in stride. And my mom was giving away tickets. It was raining in Paris, and something to do with that song, Dancing in the Rain or something.
Singing in the Rain?
Thank you. They gave my mom, who's deaf, tickets to pass out to the people coming off the bus, and she was putting them in her teeth. And they were, like, having to kiss her and get the tickets out of her.
I think it takes a lot of guts to travel if you're deaf, especially if you're blind. I admire people that do that.
Oh my God, Frank.
I mean, I'm lost anyway, and I can see and hear, and I still don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going. I think they're to be commended.
That's, you know what? I think that's the key to their marriage, why it's so successful.
He can't hear her, and she can't hear him.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when he was there and talking to sleep, and she couldn't hear him.
Wow. So there's some advantages to that. All right, Lisa, thank you.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Bye-bye. There goes Lisa. Wow, everybody wants to chime in. That's good. Gene, welcome to 590.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Okay, jump right in there, Gene. What's up?
I don't know if you've talked about this, but really, as far as the euro, you can go about anywhere and do anything with your credit card.
That's, yeah, that we know that. But for tips,
and
for,
you can even use it at the pay toilets.
You got to pay to go to the toilet
in some places.
In many of them, they're very clean. They have attendance. It's kind of like you call it pay to poop.
Yeah. Well, I think the only reason for the euros is just tips. You know, small tips here and there. You don't want to put everything on a card. So I think my understanding is that's the only reason you have them.
Yeah, the other thing in Europe, you don't have to tip. Meals or anything, you don't tip.
That's sort of what we understood about the ship, too. But I still do anyway. I just do.
We're in such a habit, it's kind of hard not to.
Yeah, but I still want to. Because I think service people, no matter where they are, I tend to believe, for the most part, they're underpaid. I just do. I think, the people that change your linens and the people that serve you, they're underpaid. And I just feel good about giving them a little extra. That's just me.
Well, you're going to have the experience of a lifetime.
Well, I hope
I just never thought, what do you want to go to Europe for? Is everything to see here?
Yeah.
There's just a whole new world.
Well, I'll find out.
We don't do everything right here. They do a lot of things right.
Yeah, but there are other things right that they don't. And I'll take this place. And look, I'm with you. If it weren't for this group of listeners, and I don't know that I would just say, hey, let's go to Europe. She would. She'd go every week. But I think what's going to happen is I'll be glad I did it.
Well, I think you'll want to go back.
Well,
as long as your health is good.
All right. Maybe. I hope you're right. All right, Gene.
We've been 5 or 6 times. Wow. You'll just love it.
All right, Gene. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, I know several people who've been to Ireland like 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. And they don't go anywhere else. They just go to Ireland. They love their Irish heritage and they love it. And I have no idea.
It's a beautiful
country. You've been there?
Only once.
Yeah, I have no idea what that would be, except it's real green.
I've been to England a few times.
Well, yeah, you lived there. Of course you've been to England. Anybody have anything to say?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Oh, you do?
Well, I said I do, and I was getting ready to say it, and Dan goes, oh, you need to die. He mowed on.
Did he interrupt you?
He did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Here's
Tim Woodburn. You're welcome.
You timed him. You're such a J-A-M-S.
Here's Tim Woodburn.
Do you know who Andy Cohen is?
Yes.
You ever watch his show?
No.
I don't either. He has a show on the Bravo Network. He's from St. Louis. I guess he's a sort of a Tonight Show kind of a guy. He has a sidekick named Schlepp. And now that the Blues have won the Stanley Cup, I've been curious to see how far this is going to expand out during this little 12-week offseason they have before training camp starts here in about 85 days. And 3 of the St. Louis Blues, and I texted Cam Jansen this night, and I think he's going to run this on his show tonight, right after our show in the 6th hour, or at least parts of it, because it is beyond hilarious. Andy Cohen, in honor of the St. Louis Blues, he had Colton Parayko, Patrick Maroon, and Joel Edmondson in their Blues jerseys on his show last night. And is it Adam Levine or Adam Levine, the actor?
I think Levine, the little short guy
with the dark hair.
Right.
So he was on as like his celebrity guest. Then he had the Blues on.
Okay.
And so, you know, they do these skits during the show. And I mean, Frank, this is worth a big time laugh. You should write this down because I know you forget stuff. Or watch it on YouTube or whatever. This Andy Cohen show on Bravo Network last night. He played a game with the 3 Blues players, like kind of a Jeopardy game where the 3 of them all kind of stood there side by side by side. And he played a game, and it was called Tonsil Hockey.
Oh, no.
And
well, I know what that is.
No, I know. Tonsil Hockey is just deep French kissing, right? So the rules of the game on this show last night, and I'm not making this up. These are the real Blues players. These weren't actors. These are the real guys, Edmondson, Maroon, Parayko. And he played a game called Tonsil Hockey, and he made Adam Levine, his sidekick Schlepp, and each one of the Blues write down one of the most embarrassing or memorable or ridiculous scenarios where they got caught making whoopee.
Okay.
And they threw all 5 of them into it, or they threw all 5 of them, like each one of them wrote out a little thing. They threw all 5 into a hat, and then Andy Cohen would pull one out, and he would read it. And then he would try and guess which one of the five it was. It was the game of tonsil hockey.
Okay.
So, and I'm not making this up. This whole thing only lasted about 3 minutes. So it's not like you got to watch a half hour thing. But in 3 minutes, you learned that Colton Parayko once got caught making whoopee with a girl in his parents' trailer where they were, he thought they were going to be gone for the weekend. They come banging on the door and the dad can't get in. He's like, who's in there? Who's in there? Are you robbing? Like he's threatening to pull his gun out and shoot. He thought somebody was in there robbing because he heard all these noises and banging and clanging around. And it was Colton with a girl. That's the least, that's the G rated one of the three.
Okay.
Then you get to the PG 13.
And these are on Bravo.
These are on, this is on the Bravo, right? But you can just watch this segment on YouTube. And so, and he actually guessed Pareko on this one. Then there was one where one of the five candidates indicated that one time while they were making whoopee with a girl, they were on her bed, and her dog jumped up on the bed and started humping his leg as he was humping her.
That's not a, when I think of a threesome, that's not
he
it.
He actually made a joke about it being a threesome. Like, is that considered a threesome?
Yeah. You need to be more clear when you say, I'd like to be part of a threesome, that it doesn't include a dog.
Doggy style.
So, doggy dog style. So that turned out to be, he misguessed that one. That turned out to be Joel Edmondson, who admitted on live TV that had happened to him. But the best one,
I've actually known of other people that happened to, where the dog jumps on the bed and wants to, hey, let me get on this.
But the best one was Patrick Maroon.
Oh,
our own St. Louisan, Patrick Maroon, who went to Oakville High School. And I'm not sure if this occurred in St. Louis, because I think he left St. Louis before he was 18. I think he went to Oakville like maybe a year or two. I don't think he graduated from Oakville, but I know he went there. Maybe he did. He could have. I had to look that up.
I think he did graduate.
Okay.
From Oakville.
You know what? I think he did, because he played for the Bandits and he played for the USHL team. Maybe he did graduate from Oakville. And this makes the story even better if he did. Because I hope he did. Because Patrick Maroon admitted on live TV last night that when he was 18 years old, playing on a hockey team, that he slept with one of his teammates' mothers.
Yes. All right, now hang on a minute. How old was he?
18.
Okay, let me say, that may sound creepy, but let me just tell you something, folks, especially women listening. When you're an 18-year-old guy, it's very possible that your teammate's mother could be
36
or 7, and smoking hot.
Yeah. 40.
Yeah, gonna happen.
Why is that considered 60. In any way to be weird? I think he's a lucky guy.
Hey, a MILF is a MILF.
I couldn't stop thinking, this guy, he's just admitted this on live TV, and I'm wondering if all of the Oakville alumni or all of
his Is that my mom?
Was that my mom? Did she take you? Is that what you guys want that night after I got dropped off at Ted Drew's? You know, I mean, you know, I'm like wondering what kind of backlash he's getting. And he just kind of got red-faced. He kind of grimaced and he said, yeah, it's true. That happened.
Well, that's wow.
worth a watch.
Not only worth a watch
on YouTube is all I'm saying.
Not only did that not scar him in any way, or should it be considered some sort of child abuse? I say, as Gomer Pyle would say, lucky. I used to ride. I got to be very careful how I do this.
And someone is on the phone too.
That's an interesting use of terminology there. I used to ride.
Well, I used to ride in the car.
Oh, okay.
But I'll save it for later, because the guy who's on hold does not like to be made to wait. Mm. But it's a really good story, and nothing happened, but I always wanted it to. Oh, my goodness, I wanted it to. We'll leave it at that.
Did it almost?
No, it never did. But I think she actually thought about it, too. I think the mom actually was thinking about it, and I'll tell you why. Just the way she dressed and did certain things she did, I was too stupid to pick up on it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just cut it right to the chase. Here's the greatest Chevy dealer in the country, Johnny Londoff.
I just saw that you haven't blown a duck call in a few weeks.
In what, a week?
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bad.
That's an angry
duck. What's going on? How are you, Frankie?
You know I don't like that Frankie thing. That's why you do it, because you know I don't like it.
Now, why don't you like Frankie? I mean, I you know, I say I don't like people to call me Junior, but it happens all the time.
I don't know, because it sounds like I think of somebody named Frankie. A guy named Frankie is a guy who would just be like a little dorky geek.
Frankie Valli.
Hey, Frankie John, goes to Hollywood.
John, maybe he'd like it better if you added the word poo behind it.
Frankie Poo?
What is wrong with you? No.
Frankie
and Johnny, by the way, Al Pacino, fantastic movie. Al Pacino, Michelle Pfeiffer, Frankie and Johnny. What a fantastic love story and a great movie. Let's throw that out there since we're talking about Frankie.
Well, I like that you're talking about a love story while we're on the air together. It's kind of
fun. That is fun.
Okay.
Council hockey.
Going a little vacation for a while. So
Your wife would mind if I mention this. I got a text from her, Mimi, just a few minutes ago, and it actually was a pretty good idea. She said in the text, well, I'll read it here. It's about passports. And obviously, John, I'm assuming you guys have been to Europe before.
Yeah.
She says, make two copies of your passport, leave one at home, take the other with you, but keep separate from your passport. This will help if it gets lost or stolen. Smart, because you get over there and you lose your passport. Guess what? You have to jump through a lot of hoops to get back home.
Well, why wouldn't you bring the copy with you, too?
No. You do bring one copy and you leave one at home. She says, right. Leave one at home and take the other one with you so that you have the real passport and a copy of the passport two different places, maybe one in her purse and one back at the ship or whatever. So thank you, Mimi. That's a good suggestion.
Mimi is a smart young lady.
Yes, she is.
And I'm smarter because I talk.
I don't think I would have said what you just said. You're smarter than your wife. That's what you just said. You're smarter than your wife.
Smarter.
No, you didn't say that. You said, but I'm smarter.
Because I talked her into marrying me.
Okay.
That's a backdoor compliment if I ever heard one.
I don't think I said, I wouldn't have said backdoor.
Yeah, backhanded compliment, sure.
Yeah, not backdoor.
Backdoor.
Backdoor is another thing.
That goes back to Frankie and Johnny.
John doesn't realize he's talking. We're not paying any attention. We have our own conversation going here.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing is that that's what's so funny is that you sent me an invoice for this.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny? What's really funny is you pay it. That's the funny part.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for you. And I know that you won't pay everyone on the show unless I pay you, so I don't want them to be hurt, you know?
Thank you, John.
Always about the team. You kidding me?
Right.
We're just having a great day today. I thought it wasn't supposed to be like cloudy and kind of crappy all day. It is gorgeous outside.
I can't pay attention to that. Yeah, we're supposed to be miserable. Look at it. It's nice.
They have no clue. They have no clue. I don't know how you keep a job as a meteorologist, someone predicting that they don't know what's going on. But all beautiful, and we're having a great day. And just a great day, man. Just having a great day. I can't – what else can I say? Except that great. And I think I'm going to pop in the studio next week. I might just sit in your chair.
Hey, I'd love that. Why don't you come in on Wednesday?
Yeah, come on in Wednesday. That'll be the first day Limey will be steering the ship by himself. Come on in.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Are you excited, Limey?
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to have the studio to myself. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to miss Dan.
You're going to get a dose of the pressure that goes with hosting a show.
You're going to miss Dan.
You'll see.
Yeah. You hear what he said?
Yeah, right.
He's going to miss Dan.
So where'd you go in Europe when you went? Where'd you go? Do you remember? Of course you remember.
I've been lucky enough. I went to Italy with my mom and dad, my sisters, back in 1980.
We had an audience
with Pope John Paul.
Hold on just a minute.
Wow. I didn't know he drove a Chevy.
Not everybody gets to do that. He didn't know he drove a Chevy. I don't think he does.
The Pope-mobile is a Chevy.
Oh, that's pretty special. There aren't too many people that can say that.
One of the greatest days of my life, and just being with the family, and, you know, what happened, my dad had done some great work for Eastern Orthodox church in Madison, Illinois, called Holy Trinity, where my sisters and I were baptized, where we went all our whole lives. I think my dad was probably baptized there. And the pews were put in by my grandpa, Harry Londoff. And so the patriarch of the Eastern Orthodox faith, the Patriarch Maximum, invited us to Bulgaria for a month to stay in a castle.
Whoa. And
Bulgaria was still communist run and ruled, and my mom was no way. She was, I'm not going. And my dad's like, come on, talk her into it. I'm like, I tried. She's like, you go. You and your dad go. That's your cup of tea, she said. The girls and I are not going to Bulgaria. What if we never get out? She goes, what if we never? So, you know, he said, what am I going to do? I'm like, what if we ask the patriarch? Is he kind of good buddies with Pope John Paul? What about going to Italy for a week plus, and then we get an audience? And it worked. It absolutely worked. And it was unbelievable. And so here's, you know, my mom speaking Bulgarian and Macedonian in Bulgarian to him, and he couldn't believe that she was born in America, which we heard for like the next 10 years because the Pope told her syntax was perfect in her, you know, communication with him. So he just lit up because he can speak like 25 languages. He could. And that was a great day. Great day.
You want a bonus joke? You want to hear one of the great Pope jokes as a bonus joke today?
The great story is that I'm continuing to talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was holding this papal ring, and I kissed it once, and I'm holding it, and I kissed it again, and then suddenly I got this little tap on my hand. Like he was like, "Okay, that's enough. Let go.
Let go of the ring."
I was holding on to that hand and getting as much blessing because definitely I need it as I could. But all right, what about your joke now?
Well, I don't want to tell it now.
Such a crybaby.
Joke to you.
All right. Okay, so the Pope comes over to the United States, and the Pope Mobile is being serviced. There's something wrong with it, so they have to use a limo. And the Pope is he's driving through the city, and he's got a limo driver, and he leans forward and taps the limo driver on the shoulder, and he goes, "Hey," says, "it's a strange request, I guess," he says, "but I never get to drive. I never get to drive a car. I'd like to drive the limo." "Well, now, the limo driver, what's he going to do?" "No, I'm sorry, Your Holiness." He pulls over and he says, "Absolutely, Your Holiness." And he gets out and the Pope gets behind the wheel and the limo driver gets in the back seat and they take off and the Pope is having a blast. He turns the radio up and he's got the hammer down. He's doing about 85 and whoop, highway patrol pulls him over. And the officer walks up to the car. And the Pope rolls the driver's window down, and the officer stares at him and says, "Sit right there." He goes back to his car, and he radios into headquarters. He goes, and then he says, "Listen, I've got an unusual situation. I don't know what to do. Let me talk to the captain." The captain comes on and says, "What's going on?" He says, I'm not sure. He says, I've never had this happen. I have a very, very, very high-level person that I've pulled over, and I'm not sure I know what to do, and I don't want to do the wrong thing." And the captain says, "Really, like the governor or something?" "Go, oh, no, higher." He says, "It's not the president. The president wouldn't be in just a..." No. He said, "Well, who'd you pull over? Who is it?" He says, "Somebody big." He says, "Look, I don't even know who it is, but here's how big he is. His driver is the Pope." I like that joke.
Yeah. You know, you tell a good joke.
Oh, thank you, John. I've been practicing for 40 years.
You tell a really good joke and you tell a really good story. It's during my segment, though. That's okay, though.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. So sensitive.
John's segment brought to you by Mark and Jason.
Now, see, that actually wasn't very funny.
No.
Using his time to plug somebody in.
The first time he did that, you thought it was funny.
Yeah. Frank,
I changed my
Frank
mind.
It's Dan. He's sometimes not very funny. Yeah.
John.
Wow.
He does laugh at anything you say. But that's a good, that's a good employee. You know? Frank, you can say, "Man, how about this?" He's laughing up a storm. sorry about that.
He's got the carving.
Have a little bout
today
with gas there, John.
Duck
laugh. No,
somebody step on a duck.
That's a customer on the line. So, and I'm going to say hello to Bob. Bob, I'll be right with you. And Aim of the PM crowd, we love you. Johnny Lineup Chevrolet, it's a great day. It's going to be a great weekend. Give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawndoff.com. And again, I know you end your show this way, but again, I'm on the Crusade Against Crime of America, the Medal of Valor, which is an unbelievable, I don't know what a car dealer is doing with these great law enforcement people, but you always thank a cop, thank a firefighter, first responders. They get so much crap. They have to know how much the majority, and I mean the big majority of the people, love them and care about them and their family. So that's it.
All right. Bye, John. Thank you.
Bye.
What's the matter, Frank?
He's just too sensitive. He's just, and it's just in my segment. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet to Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Now we continue with the Burke segment. Tim, were you finished?
Oh, you were going to tell your story.
I did tell the story about the Andy Cohen show.
Oh, yeah.
The only other thing is, and I talked about this, I went to the DMV today and I got a 2-year tag, and I didn't know this because I'm a pretty news savvy guy. I read the newspaper. I read these websites for 3 hours every day when I sit in here to update the news and everything. I didn't know that Missouri was issuing bicentennial license plates.
I wouldn't have known it if I hadn't gotten a notice in the mail.
You got there yesterday.
I got plates yesterday.
Got my new plates. They are red. If you get a 2-year tag this year, you get new plates to put on your car, and they are red, white, and blue. They're pretty cool looking. They got
well,
the
even
state
if you get
seal.
A 1-year tag, you still get new plates. It's not just 2 years.
Oh, it says.
Oh, cool.
No, it doesn't have to be 2 years. Because if you get plates for a car with, let's say.
But I was just renewing a registration
right,
today.
Right, but if your car is an 18 and you renew them now, you can only get 1 year. But if it's 19, you get 2 years.
Okay.
So.
Oh, so even the 1 year you get the bicycle?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's new plates whenever. Now, from now on when you renew.
That doesn't make any sense to me because the sticker would say 20 and the bicentennial is not until 21.
Is well, it just the state
no, because, no, because when I got my place, they wanted to know if I wanted 1 year or 2 years. And I said two. So that takes me to 21. But I had the choice. I think it's any plate now this year.
Right. Would you like to speak to the person with the interesting name, Lindia?
Sure.
Cool.
I know who this is.
I wonder if it's who I think it is. Yes. Lindia, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Fantastic. I understand you're not going to go with us to Europe.
Oh, no, I'm not. Mm. I feel so bad about it.
That's too bad. Because you've been on a lot of trips with us.
I've been on a lot of trips.
What the heck? What is
you
that?
Keep hitting your phone with your face,
somebody's
I think.
Somebody's dialing in a number.
No.
Oh, how interesting. Okay.
What's up, Lindia?
Oops. I keep doing it. I'm so sad I'm not going with you guys, really. I wish I were, but...
Did you get someone pregnant,
so
too?
No, she didn't get anybody pregnant.
No, he's
trying to be funny. Limey
that was funny!
Limey,
thank you!
No, once a because, month, he comes no, up with one!
But it's not because it's ridiculous. She can't get somebody pregnant.
That's part of the joke.
Limey can't go because he got a girl pregnant. He has to stay back here because he wants to be here, I don't know, save money or something. So
gotcha.
So
gotcha.
Is it Barry that didn't want to go or you?
Oh, no, no. We both wanted to go, but I'm going to Spain with my daughter and my granddaughter. She's going to be playing soccer there.
Wow.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've never been to Spain.
That'll be a big deal.
In San Sebastian in Spain. And so it overlaps, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, too bad. I would say maybe next time, but this is it. This ain't going to be next time. This
That's last... what I heard. That's yeah. a... Well, you know what? We could just go on a trip, the two of us.
Hey.
What? Incarnation.
I mean, I can't do that. Well, thank you.
How about if I ask your wife if you can go? How's that?
Oh, she'd say take him tomorrow. She'd say get him out of here. That wouldn't be a problem. Thanks for checking in. Was there anything else?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I've been to Europe a lot. What's your itinerary, real quickly?
Oh, crap. I don't pay attention. We leave. We go to Amsterdam for a couple of days.
Germany,
France,
Switzerland.
We end up in Switzerland and come back out of Switzerland. So it's sort of north to south down the Rhine River.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's a Rhine River
cruise.
You're
going to try and behave yourself in Amsterdam, okay?
Oh, I don't think. Look, I'm not even around me. I'm not a wild party person.
He's going to lose his virginity.
No, I know.
But
I,
Monday night.
She just tried
to seduce you over here. Ma'am, did your son play hockey with Pat Maroon by any chance?
Wow.
That's a long roundabout way. Okay. Amsterdam. Have you been to Amsterdam?
I have been to Amsterdam, yes.
Did you partake of the coffee house?
I did not.
Okay.
No, I did not.
Right.
I will tell.
Neither did Barry.
Okay, I will tell you that I've spoken to a couple people in this group, and more than one of them said, you know, I went my whole life and I didn't do any of that stuff. We get to Amsterdam for the first time. They just may kick back and have a puff or two and. And see what it's all about.
Oh,
and I
man.
Guess if you're going to do it, that's the place to do it.
Yeah,
I
it's mean, legal.
They,
you can't get in
and
trouble
they,
for
and
it.
They know what they're
oh, yeah.
doing. They,
they
know what they're
them
serving.
Cafe.
Yeah, like coffee
they call
houses.
They call them cafes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll make that that's decision when about. I get there. And I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it. I'll figure that out when I get there. I don't have a problem with anybody that does. And maybe I'll say, okay, let's see what this is all
we'll
about. What about
when...
the ladies in the window?
Let me tell you something. Here's my feeling on that, and I'm not kidding when I say this. I have never been interested in prostitutes, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm not interested in going where every man has gone before. No, I'm not kidding. I don't want to get or touch or in any way something that every guy has had. It just does not appeal to me. It's ew.
Hello.
No, I don't. No, that answer is no.
Hot dog down a hall.
Never done it. Can't imagine ever doing it. I don't want to pay for it. And if I did pay for it, it wouldn't be one of those women. So, not interested.
No, I understand.
Are they in the window? Are they naked in the window?
No. They got to wear lingerie.
Semi.
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to be fully nude in the window.
Yeah.
Right. I think they're staged.
Oh, you do? Oh, you don't think those are the women you actually get? They're just the window dressing, come on in,
yes.
Sort of.
Yeah.
They're the decoys. Or
the mannequins. That's called the bait girl.
Well, yeah. I get that. Because
I believe that everybody expects to see them, and so they're there.
So when you go to Vegas and they hand out these escort pamphlets, I promise you, the girls you're looking at, that's not who's going to show up at your room.
Of course not.
No, I guarantee it. No. All right, Lindy, it's nice to talk to you.
I wish I were going. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lindy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
So
bye-bye.
You go in, you go, I want this girl here, and then you give them the money, and they give you a bag of flour.
There are a lot of brothels over there where you can go in and it's like,
Dan's hoping that somebody got that joke, and they didn't.
So right.
Go ahead.
But a lot of those people that you see in the red light district, they'll be there in front of their window. And then if you want to sleep with them, you just go to a little room behind the window. Like, you just go up and it's pretty much right there. Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding. No, I'm not kidding when I say this. I have never had any interest in doing it with a skank.
Nope.
That's it's absolutely true. It doesn't appeal to me at all. I think it's a lot more exciting when somebody, if they want to get something going with a hot coworker, or, you know, the thrill of sneaking around with one of her friends or something. But that other, doesn't. I got to do some business here, and then we're going to. Scott Sherman is in the house. I saw him. Here to help you with your legal questions. He is attorney at law, Scott Sherman. I'll give you the numbers right out of the news. The smart people will jump right on him and call him right away. Thompson Price, I told you a week ago tomorrow, last Friday, had a chance to go take a look at the new showroom, which is not finished. It's drywall, and it's some electrical boxes and concrete floor that hasn't been covered yet. But I got a kind of an idea what it's going to be like when it is finished, and it's going to be spectacular. Right about now, my new toilets are being put in my house, and the old one's taken out. Mark the plumber. Should be at my house right about now, and I'm having the three toilets put in that I bought from the showroom at Thompson Price. By the way, those items are pretty much gone. That's over. But you still want to go visit the showroom, because there's a lot of stuff still there that eventually will be auctioned, whatever isn't moved to the new showroom. So don't put off your plans to remodel your kitchen and bathroom. And then when you do it, whether it's right away or 6 months from now, for goodness sakes, do it right. Because many, many times where you'll say, I wish I just spent a little more and had it done right. Nobody ever says, well, I'm sure glad I saved all that money, even though I'm completely dissatisfied with what I got. Nobody ever says that. Do it right. Don't overpay. But do it right and get your money's worth. Thompson Price, the new showroom, will be out in Chesterfield Valley. Current showroom in De Pere, less than a quarter mile west of 270 on Manchester Road. You can find out more at thompsonprice.com. Don't go away, because after the news, Scott Sherman, attorney at law, helped a lot of people the last 4 years or so, and he's here to help you. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.